This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2335. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition, recorded February 19th, Alaska, Argentina, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Germany, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Marshall Islands, Netherlands, New Caledonia, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Romania, Solomon Islands, Spain, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Walt Simonov in BC, muttering from Haida Gwaii Island, near the southeastern tip of Alaska, has news about KTKN 930 in Ketchikan. I was reviewing my overnight recordings and noted that KTKN has been broadcasting just an open carrier as of February 15th. In fact, that's been the case since February 1st. Something's always wrong at KTKN. And by the way, it's slightly off frequency, 1.7 hertz below 930. Argentina non. More observations of the relay by WRMI at 23 UT on 9455. Last week it was mostly in Chinese instead of the original Portuguese from Hawaii. However, on Monday, February 16th and Tuesday the 17th, the relay was not in Chinese and not even Hawaii, but instead the domestic service, Radio Nacional, of course, in Spanish. What's next? Canada, the only HF aviation weather broadcast left from Canada, Trenton Military, CHR, have been missing for about a week as of February 18th. During random checks in the daytime on 15034 USB and at night on 6754. They've had protracted absences before, but eventually came back. One wonders how serious they are about these broadcasts. At least the last time I heard them, they were still receiving reports rather than no report received over and over. Among the reports they do receive when active are from places as diverse as Zagreb. China non. Reports from Reuters via Alakesh Gupta and from Guardian via David Cole, February 17th, say Radio Free Asia has resumed broadcast to China, according to its chief executive, after Trump administration cuts last year largely forced the outlet to cease operations. Bei Fang, RFE's president and chief executive, posted on LinkedIn, "We are proud to have resumed broadcasting to audiences in China in Mandarin, Tibetan, and Uyghur, providing some of the world's only independent reporting on these regions in the local languages." She said the ability to restart broadcast was due to private contracting with transmission services. She did not provide details, said rebuilding the network would require consistent funding to be approved by Congress. A bipartisan spending bill Trump signed into law earlier in February included $653 million for USAGM, which oversees RFA, VOA, and other government-funded outlets. Figures down from the $867 million approved for the agency each of the past 2 years. But more than the $153 Trump requested that Congress provide to shut down USAGM. RFA spokesperson Rohit Mahajan said the outlet had contracted with private companies to broadcast to audiences in Tibet, North Korea, and Myanmar. Mandarin audio content is online only, with the aim to resume regular broadcast over airwaves soon. Its Tibetan, Uyghur, Korean, and Burmese radio programming airs over short and medium wave frequencies. No further details. Previous satellite transmissions via USAGM have not yet resumed. Radio Vanacuba continues to be quite unreliable. If they are on the air, much of the time it's dead air, with an energy shortage plaguing Cuba. Why in the world are they wasting all those kilowatts on non-broadcasts? Incompetence? Something's always wrong. However, on the plus side, there's been no Cuban jamming heard for many months against shortwave opposition broadcasts. However, 1180 and other medium-wave frequencies continue to be blocked by piles of Cuban transmitters, which amounts to jamming. Their website, radiohc.cu, has a new look, but apparently deleted any information about shortwave broadcasts, just as well as it was out of date and unreliable. But 9710 I heard Monday, February 16th, at 0530 going from French to fractured French or Creole. such an hour is not shown for those languages in RHC's known schedule. Bill Tofford says they have not stopped producing content, maybe just recalibrating what is terrestrial and what isn't. The Spanish language service had already been using the tagline Cuba Online for a while. The new website configuration is aiming at archiving several days of programming, including English. Tony Pavick in BC says, I have really deep feelings about RHC. Aside from all the political ramblings, they have great potential to tell Cuba's history, to tell Cuba's story. The same goes for Radio Rebelde and Progreso. They represent a soft power, propagandizing, but doing so in a way that can't help but enamor one to the people and the culture of Cuba. Last week we noted that, as of February 10th, HCJB was staying on the air all night on its only shortwave frequency from Ecuador, 6050. This continued for about a week, but as of February 17th, the signal is gone again, checked around 0730. Was this accidental, a test, or what, we wonder? Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany forwards a press release from Deutsche Welle, February 18th. Budget cut weakens Germany's international broadcaster. Comprehensive plan to implement cuts adopted. Greek service discontinued. It's required to save 21 mega euros. Also, the journalistic portfolio in other languages is being scaled back. Numerous positions across the organization will be eliminated. Investment funds significantly reduced. Around 160 full-time positions are affected. But there will be no layoffs. DW Director General Barbara Massing says, the savings made necessary by the cuts and lack of compensation for collective wage increases are extremely painful. They weaken our competitiveness at a time when a strong German and European presence is becoming even more important geopolitically. More than one-third of the total savings will come from infrastructure and administrative areas, as well as from cost reductions achieved through the use of AI. In the Arctic Radio Club, Jorma Mentinen in Finland says, Kossuth Radio Hungary has been heard February 2nd at 05 UT on 1080 kHz, the second harmonic of a 2,000 kilowatt transmitter in Schult on 540. Well, with that much power on the original, I guess it wouldn't take much leakage to appear on a harmonic. In shortwave bulletin, this from Hamemamba Lingdo Lawai, a Khasi radio enthusiast. At Akashvani, the northeastern service has planning a restoration of shortwave. The proposal is to commission a new 100 kilowatt transmitter, Amphigon TSW 2100, but reduced to 50 kilowatts for efficiency and longevity. It also supports DRM simulcasting and is energy efficient. Unlike the old and decommissioned 50 kilowatt BBC shortwave radio transmitter, which was power hungry and hard to repair. The antenna uses near vertical incident skywave NVIS propagation. But all this is yet to be confirmed. The scheme is ongoing and will end on 31 March. So this should be an opportunity to install a new shortwave radio transmitter at Mardrong, which will restore Northeastern service on shortwave. That's M-A-W-J-R-O-N-G. Indonesia about to signal on 7203 from RRI Kebayoran or Jakarta. David Foster in Australia says on February 13th, the output was increased from 600 to 800 watts, and February 14th upped again to 1,000 watts. On February 15th, quite a nice signal heard at 1140, as there was no China on 7205, but an Indonesian listener said that the audio was a bit muffled. Von Howard says via remote at Bandung, it was best in lower sideband from 7203, February 14th, at 1700 to 1707. On February 18th, he was also getting it fairly well via the Bandung remote, on 7203 at 2352 to 2358, and then into the 19th until midnight 27. And the other one, RRI Nabiri Program 1, on 7289.992, is heard via remote in Queensland, February 14th, from 0835 until suddenly cut off at 0922 during the Islamic segment. But on February 18th, with Ramadan officially underway, Naviri was playing a mixture of Islamic-sounding songs and the usual easy-listening songs, mostly poor reception from 0900 until suddenly cut off at 0920, heard via remote in Southern California. Via David Cole and Mike Cooper, a long opinion piece in the Washington Post of February 13th by Mark A. Thiessen. Kari Lake is making Trump's job harder in Iran. She has gutted America's ability to get good info to the Iranian people in a conflict. Iran's leaders have an unwitting ally inside the U.S. government. Kari Lake, the hapless acting head of USAGM. For a year, she has worked tirelessly to cripple the U.S.-backed freedom radios, including VOA and Radio 4 Dawl. Instead of developing a plan to break the regime's information blockade, Lake has done the opposite, undermined the ability of VOA and Radio 4 Dawl to reach the people of Iran, and then goes into a detailed, troubling timeline since last March, starting with putting all VOA's Persian service staff on administrative leave. Lake is also throttling the ability of Radio 4 Dawl to reach Iranian people through virtual private networks supported by the Open Technology Fund, OTF, a U.S. nonprofit authorized and funded by Congress. Over 90% of Radio 4 Dawl's Iranian audience get their content through OTF-supported VPNs. To help keep these critical channels open, Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, worked with the State Department to identify $10 million in additional funds that could be transferred to support millions of VPN users in Iran. But Lake would not accept funds from state and insisted that OTF pay for Iran operations through an advance on its existing regular budget, which would require it to cut VPN access in China and Cuba to provide it in Iran. Without the additional money, OTF said it will have to start cutting off Iranian users this month. About Malaysia's resumed shortwave broadcasts on 15295 and 11885, which have been widely monitored but not on a definite schedule, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka tells us, this stopped on February 10th, when it was my latest check. It seems to be off 15295 for the last few days as of the 17th. And Zaharias Langas in Greece agrees they stopped on February 10th, but presumably they'll be back on with the regular programming from about March 1st. So keep an ear on those frequencies. Chris M. on Queensland's Gold Coast says on February 14th at 08 Zulu, I logged V7AB Marshall Islands on 1098 AM with a stronger signal. Presume they're running their standby rig, which is 25 kilowatts instead of the regular 8 kilowatts. And he asked the station about it. But William Ring at V7AB replied, no, they're still running 8 kilowatts. In the British Steelers Club, Fabio Bonucci reports, hearing from the Netherlands, Radio Europe, starting Sunday 16 February around 20 UT, on 6129 kHz, 1 kHz lower than usual 6130. Good reception from morning to evening in central Italy, actually measured on 6128.986. Also on February 17th, but by the 18th they were back on 6130. No shortwave broadcasting anymore from New Caledonia, but here's a 10-meter beacon I heard on CW, 28207.4. February 15th at midnight 48. It's FK5ZDC slant B. It's run by the New Caledonia Amateur Radio Club. North America, Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH has again been showing up on some frequencies other than his favorite night channel 7475. 15400 AM, reported 12 February at 0115 by Rick Barton in Arizona. And again February 16th at 0320, and even higher up, 21500, February 17th at 2157. I barely heard it after tips by Ron Howard, who had been getting it from 2050 in California. It was heard by Chris Smolinski and Eric Fetters-Walt. I had first discovered YHWH on 21500 back on January 1st. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2335, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Moises J. Corijoquia of Regal Park, New York, originally from Peru, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, EIN OK, 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. More about that presidential pirate we've been hearing on 9025 AM. Terry Krueger in Florida has also heard it several times and has these comments about what he calls a mutant as well as a pirate. He says reports have this generally popping on and off in the range from 15 to 17 UT. On for a few minutes with excerpts from JFK or FDR speeches, and then abruptly off. Back up a few minutes later. Off again, and so forth. He says, almost as good as the old Yosemite Sam, I'm gonna blow you to smithereens. The mutant New Mexico government contractor transmitter tests, but far less amusing. I suspect it's a similar operation, rather than a true pirate. The frequency alone stinks of government. 9025. He heard it again, 12 February, before and after 20 UT. He says, occasional presumed USAF quick digital bursts atop this from a different source. And also heard at 1532 on the 13th of February. But he didn't hear it again until the 17th at 2026 with the usual JFK and FDR speech clips. He says, backing up my theory, this is via a defense contractor testing a transmitter, much like the New Mexico site did years ago with Yosemite Sam, because it was silent on the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, 14, 15 February, as well as Monday the 16th, a U.S. federal holiday, President's Day no less, when I suspect nobody was working. Heard again on February 18th around 1600. Papua New Guinea. Ron Howard says it seems every 4 or 5 years there are recurring news stories out of PNG about how they will reactivate local shortwave stations in the country. But nothing ever materializes. It's just so much hot air. They never talk about where the money is coming from to make it a reality. And the country is heavily in debt to China. Nevertheless, Ron Howard surveyed some old PNG frequencies on February 14th for any signs of new activity from NBC, Radio Fly, or One Talk Radio Light, tuning 3200 to 3400. 3905, 3915, 5960, and 7235, but as usual, none found around 0940 via remote in Queensland. About Peru from Radio News, NIUS, via medium wave echo of the Arctic Radio Club. Radio Nacional del Peru, the state-owned broadcaster, has withdrawn from the AM band without much fanfare. Station indicated it occurred at the end of last year. No official explanation has been forthcoming. But the two stations now not heard and missing from government lists are 850 OAX4A and 1320 OAX4I, both Radio Nacional in Lima. And then they go on to provide quite an extensive list of the medium wave stations still on the air in Lima. There are 22 of them, mostly evangelical, belonging to different denominations. The largest group is Radio Bethel, owning more than 300 stations across the coast, highlands, and jungle of Peru. We've had many reports this week of Radio Romania International missing from its scheduled broadcasts. This is an explanation from their website. Dear friends, given the frequent malfunctions reported at the Radiocom transmitters that broadcast RRI programs, please note that when such malfunctions occur, Radiocom switches RRI programs as quickly as possible to a backup transmitter, which operates on alternative frequencies. And then it provides a list of the regular frequencies and the alternative frequencies on the website, so check them both at www.rri.ro/en/frequencies. For example, English to North America at 2130 on 7250, or alternative 7310 at 01 on 7325 or 9510. At 04-7220 or 7410. Solomon Islands, Ron Howard reports, Voice of the Nation, SIBC, on 5020. February 18th via remote in New Zealand at 0940-1005. There is a calliope starting the news at 1000. And then some English sound bites during the pigeon news. Via Roger in Germany, some info from Rookie Radio AM in Spain. It's mainly on FM 107.1 and webcasting. But what about shortwave? That's spelled R-U-Q-U-I. Jordan Alcolea says, regarding shortwave we love so much, on February 15th, a new rookie program on shortwave at 07UT on 6020 via Radio Casanova. I'm preparing new broadcasts for the coming weeks, including some via Radio Charleston. I would like to be able to broadcast all the most interesting programs on shortwave, but this is difficult. Little by little, new broadcasts will be made. So check the website, ruquiradioima.com. Tibet, Alokesh Gupta refers us to an article, China Expanding Radio TV Propaganda Services Across Tibet as Sinicization Drive Intensifies. Look for a story by that title at www.tibetanreview.net. UK et al. Alan Rowe reminds us that he's just uploaded the latest version of the BBC World Service English Language Program Schedule, along with monitored program schedules for Turkey, Taiwan, China, and Romania. They're all accessible via tinyurl.com/shortwaveprograms. Mike Terry refers us to an article at the UK government website, Ministers Kick Off a Review to Safeguard Radio's Future. As audiences increasingly shift to digital platforms, about 75% of UK radio listening now takes place on digital or online platforms rather than FM and AM. At www.gov.uk, look for News, Ministers Kickoff Review to Safeguard Radio's Future. There's a new experimental station on the 40 MHz band operated by a ham in Florida. It's for monitoring only, not two-way contacts. Propagation studies, I guess. Ron Howard found the details at this website, www.wq2xdm.com. It's operating on a specific schedule in the FT8 mode. Bill Smith says the maximum power is 10 watts. It could also be in WSPR mode, and the ham running it is K9JSM. On Sunday, February 15th, the WRN relay of World of Radio via WRMI on multiple frequencies at 0730 was on an additional one, 5950. Probably not to be continued, as that frequency is normally not on the air at that time, only on 5850, 7570, 7730, and 7780. On Worldwide, Alan Wiener says WBCQ has suspended the Radio Angela broadcasts on 6160 due to expenses. In fact, I think 6160 is not on the air very much anymore from WBCQ. Even a major medium wave station can default to dead air for almost an hour by accident if no one is paying attention, or maybe it's a test. WSM 650 Nashville, February 17th, as I checked from 0743, as late as 0837 UT, nothing but dead air in the middle of the night. From RadioInsight.com via Mike Sanborn, a story by Lance Venta on February 2nd. Who wants to be WKRP? Call letters of the most famous fictional radio station are being made available to license Oak City Media, which is operated 101.9 WKRP LP in Raleigh, North Carolina, since 2015. Is opening up the ability for 1 AM, FM, TV, and LP TV to share the WKRP call letters. One station in each category will receive authorization to be WKRP along with Oak City Media. Proceeds generated through the process will help a number of newer nonprofit groups build the third generation of LPFM radio stations. They want to make something reminiscent of radio's past and use it to help radio's future. For an information packet, contact D.P. McIntyre at WKRPFM.com. That's D.P.M.C.I.N.T.I.R.E. A few hours after I recorded last week's World Radio, Radio Vanuatu made that info I gave outdated because they resumed using 7260, which I suggested would improve reception out here. It was heard February 13th at 0713 on 7260, no longer on 5040 at that hour. Ron Howard also discovered this, and furthermore, they've resumed using 9960, but at an earlier hour. They were on 9960, February 15th, at 0315, but by 0530, they'd changed to 7260. Not yet propagating over here, but heard via a New Zealand remote. On February 18th, Ron found that 9960 cut off the air at 0357, couldn't yet hear 7260. But 7260 was still on the air past 0830. I've been hearing an intriguing unidentified carrier on 6016.78. February 13th at 0717, just dead air. And again on the 14th at 0723. That off-frequency smacks of Organización Radial El Prado, which was a Colombian station, presumably not licensed, which had been heard earlier, and is still listed as perhaps on the air until 0200. So far not heard that early in the evening. Check 6016.78 approximately. In BCDX, February 11th, Wolfgang Buchel says, Google Earth is currently delivering very blurry satellite images. This is intentional in these turbulent political and economic times. 15 years ago, for example, satellite videos from above were much sharper. And from Harald Geyer, head of the Intruder Monitoring Department at the German Amateur Radio Club, DARC, this about over-the-horizon radar. As of February 10th, the 40-meter band heavily disrupted by OTHR signals in the evenings. Severely affected by Russian OTH radar, a 40-hertz hum audible across the entire band. Field strength fluctuated significantly with QSV. Not due to a new radar or other intruders, or even interference from solar activity. Rather, it was a mix of intermodulation products due to extremely good propagation, leading to OTH radars transmitting below the band, likely interfering with equally strong radio stations above the band. Via IRCA, Paul Blundell, VK7AAL in Tasmania, is promoting something called PRMIP, Portable Radio Monitoring in Parks, a relaxed, exploration-focused twist on outdoor radio activities. Inspired by the spirit of programs like SOTA and POTA, but designed especially for listeners rather than transmitters. It's all about getting outside, setting up your gear, and discovering what signals are out there waiting to be heard. Take your radio to a public outdoor location, a park, reserve, lookout, summit, or any accessible spot, and log what you can. Across any bands you choose, HF, VHF, or UHF. It doesn't matter if you're using a handheld scanner, portable receiver, STR, or a full field setup with external areas. If you can hear it, it counts. And make your logs and report them however you like. He has a YouTube about this explaining it further. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued February 16th. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5, February 24th and 25th, and March 14th. 15 and 4 on March 5th and 6th, 18 and 5 on March 10th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, February 20th to 22nd, 27th to March 4th, March 8th and 13th. Solar flux rising from 105 February 21st, to 170 March 2nd and 4th, and down to 120 by March 12th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2335, with a standard disclaimer.